Today we have Torah and tea. We have a double portion. We have Matos and Masei. That's a double portion. We're also finishing up the Torah of the Book of Bamidbar, the fourth section, which in a sense is finishing up the whole Torah, because the fifth book is basically a repetition of a recounting by Moshe what took place before. And we're going to do Shabbos, we're going to say Chazak, Chazak. This week of Shabbos is also in between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. It's in the middle of the 3 weeks, where always the portion of Matis and Masi are in the middle of the 3 weeks. And today, they so happened, they gave us three talks of the Rebbe to cover. So we have a lot to cover. We'll just do a small piece, and hopefully we can learn something about the Parsha, as well as about the time of year that we are in, the 3 weeks, which are considered to be a difficult time for the Jewish people. But one of the things is that, let me just hold on 1 second here. One of the things is that the Rebbe has, in his own style, the Rebbe always tries to find the positive in every situation. So while most people will focus on the negative that we have to experience during the time of the 3 weeks, the Rebbe actually likes to focus on the positive. What does it mean, the positive? The Rebbe says, well, the purpose of the 3 weeks is not to get us depressed, is not to make us down.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah?
I can't hear you.
Are you able to hear me, Janice? Chaya?
I can hear you, Rabbi.
Now, could it be that you're muted?
I can hear you fine as well.
The Rebbe always uniquely, he doesn't want to dwell on the sadness, but rather to show that we have to have hope to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We're not mourning something that was lost. For example, after the Holocaust, the Rebbe was not so much into creating memorials and mourning the past as much as the Rebbe was into building the future. How to correct, what to do, positive, how to bring out what we need to do now to bring Mashiach. How do we bring Mashiach? How do we build the Beis HaMikdash? What do we do to build the Beis HaMikdash? The Rebbe wants to find a hint in the name of the Parsha, which is Matos and Masei. Now, the word matos means a stick. But you know, the tribes, I guess every leader of a tribe had a stick which they led the tribe. The tribes in Hebrew, as the Parsha is called, matos, the Roshei HaMatos, the head of the tribes. But we call them the level of matos, they call them the level of stick. There is another name for the tribe, which also means a stick. That's the word shvatim, a shevet. A shevet means a stick also. A mata means a stick too. What is the meaning of what's the difference between a shevet and amate? They're both sticks. So the Rebbe says that a shevet represents a branch of a tree when it is just freshly off the tree, or it's still connected to the tree, the branch can be called a shevet. That represents the idea that the shevet is a branch that is still somewhat connected. Either he's actually connected now to the tree, or he still has left over from the connection of the tree. And that's why it is not so hard. You can still bend it a little bit, and you can move it a little bit, because it still has some moisture in it that represents somewhat of a connection to its source. But when you become a mate, when you become a stick, that's a hard stick. That represents a separation from the source. It is no longer nurturing from the source. So, describing the Jewish people either by a shevet or a mate describes really how connected they are to Hashem. Are they connected like a shevet, like a stick, which means they still have moisture, they are still somewhat connected to Hashem, or it represents how they are so far away and distant that they become a stick? They lost all kinds of nurturing. They don't have any moisture anymore. They become hard and far away. So that's the name of Matos. What is the name of Mase? Mase means to journey. What does the journey mean? The journey means to go up all the time. We're always on the move. Always on the move. On the move means we need to always progress. We need to always add. We need to go. We need to achieve. We need to go greatness. We need to go higher and higher. So, basically, Matos represents the level of where we stand. Hashem sends us into this world, and in this world we don't feel a connection to Hashem very openly. We feel a little bit detached from our source. We don't feel that we can really identify and see how we are connected to Hashem. That's how we come down. But then Hashem gives us the opportunity, and we study Torah, we do mitzvahs, and we connect to Hashem. So then we're Masay, then we're going up. Then we start the journey back up, our connection and our closeness to Hashem. So Matos represents the descent, and Matos and Masay represents the elevation. But not only that, even the stick means that we have to do our service in a way with strength, without becoming impacted by the challenges around us in the world. We have to be strong like a stick and not to allow all the ideas and all the temptations and all of the things that draw us to take away from our connection. So we need to be also strong as a stick. And basically, that is actually what happens in the 3 weeks when we're in Golus, in exile. Because during the time when the Beis HaMikdash was there, it was more visible, the connection of the Jewish people with Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash, there was always miracles over there. the Jewish people weren't like detached, like a mate, like a stick, totally. There was some connection. And it didn't take a stick to do the service because you were close to Hashem. But when we come to the time of exile, we come in the 3 weeks in which the darkness, we don't see the Beis HaMikdash, we don't see that connection. That's when it's important to be strong like a stick, to be able to be stubborn and strong, not to be affected by our surrounding, to be like the stick. And then we are able to even grow and masse even higher. When you're challenged, you bring out inner powers that you have within yourself to go to a much higher level. And that's one of the things that we have to learn from the portion of Matis and Masi, that we need to continuously keep on growing to a higher and higher level than despite our challenges. And maybe because of our challenges, we have an ability to go even higher. We don't need to stop that because, you know, you see sometimes when people find themselves in situations in which they're challenged. You know, sometimes people, whether it was in the Soviet Union or it was in situations in where people weren't allowed to practice their Judaism and they were subjected to all kinds of difficulties. And you can see that specifically in those cases, they were actually able to reach in deeper and stronger. Like sometimes you wonder, how come people have such a hard time going to shul, going to a class, coming to minyan, doing? I mean, in those days, people were in danger and they'd still go daven with a minyan. That was like, it wasn't heard anything else other than that. But today, you know, nobody's going to do anything bad to you if you come to the minyan. The contrary, only good stuff will come to you if you come to the minyan. You'll say, the rabbi will tell you, thank you for coming. But people have a hard time. Why? Because when you're challenged, that brings out an even stronger connection to Hashem. And this idea the Rebbe discusses also in the connection, like in the portion of Masay, we don't have too many dates, exact dates, yeah, of passing in the Torah. But the Rebbe says you do. This idea, like I said before, that's a central idea in the Rebbe's teaching. Find the positive, find the good. So in the 3 weeks, the Rebbe finds an association with the fact that in the portion of Maaseh, it tells us the date that Aaron passed away. In the parish of Maaseh, it says, Pasuk Lamed Ches, I quoted over here, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hor HaHor. He went up to the mountain and he died there. And it says exactly, he died on the fifth month, which is the month of Av, on Rosh Chodesh Av. As you know, this Shabbos, we're going to do Shabbos Mevorchim for the month of Av. That's when the 9 days begin. And there is an association between the passing of a tzaddik, especially a tzaddik like Aaron. We know that even more people cried after Aaron's passing. than even the Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Aaron was somebody who was very involved with the people. He always made peace amongst the people, and he was appreciated by the people. And so it says here, the Gemara, it says brought down in the Talmud that when a tzaddik dies, it's like the destruction of the temple. And here the interesting thing is, when a tzaddik dies, we're very upset about we lost a tzaddik, but at the same time, the day of the Hilula of a tzaddik, like say for Lag BaOmer, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when he passed away, we know that at the same time, there's also a great advantage of that day of passing, because that's the day where the tzaddik gets elevated to a much higher level than they were in their lifetime. So while it's very sad time for the people who are connected and want to see the tzaddik physically, it's also a time in which they realize that the tzaddik is reached much greater levels, and he will continue to take care of them in the level that he is. He's not neglecting them, and he's not letting go of them, but he's going to help them from even a greater level. And that's why, because of that, the Rebbe says, and so therefore, the Rebbe suggested that on top of the mourning and the loss that we have to do during the 3 weeks, we should do some positive impact. We should try to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says we should study the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. We should increase in our anticipation, in our belief, in our hope, and our trust in Hashem that He will very soon rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not just to study a subject matter so that when Mashiach comes, we know what to do. So we have the laws in front of us. But it's more that during the time when we don't have a physical Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the ability to actually build. How do we build today the Beis HaMikdash? By studying about the Beis HaMikdash. When we study about the Beis HaMikdash, that's kind of building the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Rebbe brings various different sources and points that we see from there that studying about the laws of the Beis HaMikdash has in itself the power that it's actually building the Beis HaMikdash. For example, when the prophet Ezekiel, the Navi Yechezkel, God showed him the various structures, exactly, there's a lot of detail about how the Beis HaMikdash will look like and what it's going to be and all the details. So Ezekiel, Yechezkel, says to Hashem, he says, what am I going to go tell the Jews about building the Beis HaMikdash? They're not able to build Beis HaMikdash. They were still in exile. They were under the dominance of the nations. They can't build them. So why should I go and make it more difficult for them and tell them about a Beis HaMikdash, which they don't have any hope to ever build a Beis HaMikdash? That's Hashem. Yeah? So the point here is, so Hashem says to him, what is Hashem's response? Hashem says, no. Just because my children are in exile, that doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash should not be built. What does that mean? Just because my children are in exile doesn't mean that my Beis HaMikdash should stand wasted. It basically, what Hashem is saying to him, I'm teaching you about the Beis HaMikdash. When they learn, Hashem says to them about the Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis HaMikdash is not standing wasted. That means that when you learn and you study about, you're actually building the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says a mitzvah, v'osru li mikdash, make for me a sanctuary that I can live in. Now, we can't always fulfill that mitzvah literally. So what do we do? How do we do that mitzvah? So we fulfill today that mitzvah by studying, by always studying. And study the laws of the Rambam, that storing the laws of the Mishnah, so studying the verses of Yecheskel, studying all the various different teachings about the Beis HaMikdash, that is considered to be building the Beis HaMikdash. What we can do now, during the time now when we don't have the ability. And that's a very, very powerful idea, that it's not just a remembrance, it's not just a study, but it's actually a partially building the Beis HaMikdash. And then there is the idea that the Rebbe takes out from the name of the Parsha Masi. We talk about 42 stops that the Jews journeyed while they were traveling in the desert. And the Torah goes through the various different stops. Now, some of the stops were good stops, and some of the stops were actually places that the Jewish people complained, that the Jewish people rebelled, that the Jewish people gave Moshe a hard time. All kinds of stops. Some of the stops were great. They didn't receive the Torah on some of the stops. Now, the Rebbe asks, why do we say these are the journeys? These are the stops that they stopped. These are not, the journey was one. When a person travels, he wants to get to a destination. But the travel, he just continues on them. There weren't 42 travels. There were 42 stops. Why does it say these are the journeys? The Rebbe says that any time in life that there is a stop, that we find a hardship, any time in life that we have something which is causing us, even a situation where we fail, we make a mistake, we have to know we have to journey, that we have to move forward. We can't take a stop and make a stop and stop going forward. Even the stops that we do stop, even the bumps in the road, the Rebbe says sometimes, when we make a mistake, we have to use that mistake in order to go even higher, to do better, to be more connected. Don't take a stop. The Torah calls it Eile Masi. These are the journeys. Now, the Torah says a plural. These are the journeys that they journeyed from the land of Egypt. If only the first journey was on the lands of Egypt. But the Rebbe says, until you come to the level, until you come to Eretz Yisrael, until you come to the land of Israel, or until you come to the highest level, you're still always going out of Egypt. What is Egypt? Mitzrayim means you're going out of limitation. You've never reached the final destination. You're always going out. If I'm doing a little bit better today, I got to go further and do better tomorrow. Always to journey. And this is something which you see also unique about the Rebbe, that the Rebbe kept on always journeying, always pushing, always going ahead, always doing more, always doing better, always doing bigger. And even when there were people or situations that failed and there was a stop, the Rebbe says, use that level to go even higher. We know that when a person does teshuvah, he can reach even into a higher level, even greater than a tzaddik. So the Rebbe says, use that failure, that stop, as a stepping ground. Make it a maaseh. Make it a journey. Make it something to go even higher. That's what the Rebbe does with the whole time of the 3 weeks. This stops, and these difficulties, the 3 weeks that we have, don't let it bring you down and bring you to a stop. So you stop, you're a standstill. You're not moving anymore. You're not going. No. It needs to be the masse. When you keep on going and you go out constantly from your previous level and then you go to a higher level and you're still not 100% there until you actually come to the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. We've made many stops through our long and bitter exile, and we're waiting for that final stop. We want to come to the land of Yericho. It says Yericho represents Mashiach. It says by Mashiach, it says he will not rule, the verse says, by what he sees or what he hears, but he will smell. He'll give a smell and he'll know who's right. And the Gemara actually says that they wanted to test. There was a person that they thought he's Mashiach. They wanted to say, is he Mashiach or not? So they see if he can smell and know who's right. And he couldn't, so they say he's not Mashiach. Mashiach HaMerav V'doin. Which means all of our stops and all of our difficulties and even our setbacks that we have in our journey throughout our exile, they're all there to prepare us to get to our final destination, to the coming of Mashiach, to bring us in Eretz Yisrael. In a similar way, our life's journey, we go through life and then we have, sometimes the stops are happy ones or good ones, and sometimes there are certain stops in our journey which are upsetting, which are difficult for us to take. The key is to remember to keep on journeying, masay. And when there is a setback, and when there is an obstacle, use that as a springboard to jump even higher, to get even to a higher madrega, to get into a higher level. Don't let it stop the masay. That's why the parsha does not talk about these are the stops. Because we're talking about the journeys. You're always journeying. Never stop. You always keep on going. And that's been, I guess, the Rebbe's also motto. The Rebbe always encouraged everybody is, keep on doing a little bit more. Keep on getting a little bit closer to Eretz Yisrael. With every stop, the step of the way. And eventually, we will merit that these days, that are days of distress and sad and mourning, will be turned around and become days of yontev, of holidays, and very special days. We hope this happens with Me'erev Yomeinu this year, so that Tisha B'Av we won't have to fast. That will be a side benefit. But it'll be also a yontev. The Rebbe brings down an interesting hint that when it says in the pasuk, when they made the egel, Shivosu B'Tamuz, you know what happened? The luchos, the tablets were broken. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets when he came down on the 17th day of Tammuz, Shivosu B'Tamuz. That's one of the reasons for the fast, is because the luchos were broken then. So, well, when they came to Aaron, what did Aaron said? He says, Chag LaShem Mochar, they came the day before the 17th of Tammuz. And he said that tomorrow there is a festival. The Rebbe learns from the Kisvei HaRizal, the Rebbe brings down, writing the Rizal, that he said there's a festival tomorrow, but this tomorrow is meant as in a long time from now, it'll be a festival because the days of mourning, Shivasa B'Tammuz, and all the days of mournings will actually turn into a Yom Tov. That's going to be the Chag LaShem Mochar that Aaron was talking about. Had the Yidden waited and not hastily built and worshipped the Egel, they could have had a holiday that day. But the Satan got them to sin. But then what do we do with this? We still do Masay. We don't let it set us back. We keep on journeying. And hopefully we will reach the land of Israel with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehir V'yomeinu.